Love Talk Radio.
Thank you. believe you serve a mighty God? Oh, I said, do you believe you serve a mighty, able, faithful God? He's worthy to be praised. Come on. Oh, yeah. Put your hands together. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Sing
Daughter to drugs or to the prison walls, maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you're going through tonight, maybe some kind of sickness, even though you just can't shake it. But God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts tonight. Oh, you might be hurt from deep down inside, from some hurt from the past, whatever it might be. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This is what our Jesus has told us to do. Praise God. To come to him in the time of need, in the time, praise God. Oh, Father God, yes. This is what he's going to do for his children, praise God. Hallelujah. To give us peace and rest from everything that tries to beset us, praise God. He loves us just that much, praise God. He loves us so much to reach out to us and put his arms around us and comfort us, praise God, because he is our comforter. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. Let's go to prayer, praise God. Father, gracious are you. Father God, we asking you to forgive us of our sins, God. Wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, oh God. Lead us and guide us, oh God, in the truth, in the way that you would have us to go, God. We are your children, God, and you have loved us with an everlasting love, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, that you are the God of more than enough, God. Thank you, Lord God, that you love our sons and daughters, no matter what state they're in or where they may be, God. Oh, God, Father God, you love them right behind the prison walls, God, in the name of Jesus. On those drugs, God. God, you said you married to the backslider. Praise God. We thank you for it, God. Father, every mother that's, oh, God, suffering because she have lost her son or daughter to the bullet, God. Father God, strengthen her feet. Beneath, God. Cause her to rise up and stand strong in the midst of every trial. Father, someone may be crying, and oh God, Father God, the tears won't stop flying. But I know, God, you can wipe away every tear, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We apply the blood tonight, God, over every situation, God. Maybe high blood pressure, some, oh God, disease, oh God. Oh God, they might be suffering from COVID-19.
19, God. Oh, God, but we know that you are the healer, Lord God. Healer in everything, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just thank you, Father God, that you are our Father. And we can call upon you, Father, which art in heaven. Hallelujah. Oh, you are the great God, and there's no other God besides you. Praise God, praise God, praise God. We praise you in everything, God. Oh, God, we don't want to leave anything out, God. And, Lord, we just ask that you comfort tonight those that, oh, God, may be suffering from the virus, God. Oh, God, heal them. You are the healer, Lord God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God. Oh, God, there's none other that can do it but you, God. And, Lord God, we just thank you and give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thanks to all our listeners that will listen to this program at other times. Praise God. We pray that you be blessed from anything that we say and try to do to make this day a good day for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we do lift up our sons and daughters that's out there wherever they are, that God, oh, will draw them by his spirit. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Well, my co-host is not on tonight. We also pray for her. Praise God, wherever she might be, or if she is sick, oh God, we just say, let your angels be encamped all about her bedside in the name of Jesus. But praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to ask Minister Gigi, would she come with the prayer? Praise God. And then I'll be right back with you.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lord, we praise you, we praise you, we praise you. We adore you, we adore you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We celebrate you this afternoon in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We elevate you on high. Be elevated, O Lord. Be elevated. Be elevated. Be glorified. Be glorified. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Lord. We thank you for this day. We thank you for the moon, the sun, the stars, the water, the seas, everything else. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for each other. We thank you for all the ministries around the earth. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. We don't know what you're doing, but, Lord, you are a God of 24 hours, and we know you are working purposely. You are working and for our own good in the name of Jesus. Father, you are awesome. You are omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. You are everything, everything. You are the healer. Many of us crying upon you, oh Lord, that Lord, we cry out to you, send a word to this earth, a word so that your people can be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Send a word, send a word, send a word, and we all shall be healed. In the name of Jesus, Father, we confess our sins. We repent, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, that the blood of the cross, the blood of the Lamb, you know, to wash and cleanse our sins, purify our hearts so that we can be sanctified, we can be holy, holy as you are holy. Father, here we are crying to you. You are everything we need. We cannot live without you. The whole world cannot live without you. We pray for all the sisters and brothers around the world. We pray for them. The one that's praying right now and the one that cannot pray. We pray for all of them, oh Lord. We pray for all the government, you know, the government around the world. We pray for all the secular leaders in the name of Jesus. And we pray for spiritual leaders all around the world. Oh, Father, we pray for deliverance. We pray for healing. We pray, oh Lord, answer our prayers. We pray because we know you. We can pray only to you and you alone, and you can do what you said you will do. Do it, oh Lord. Heal us in every area. Heal us. Heal your people. Your people are dying from left, right, up, down. They're dying, oh Lord. They're running, oh Lord. But they're running to you. They're running to you. Even in their dying bed, they're running to you because you are the only solution, oh Lord. Here we are this afternoon, this evening. We come with a humble heart to cry to you, oh Lord. We remember all those that trace the good example for us today, and we remember them, oh Lord. They give us a heart like them, oh Lord, like the Apostle Paul, and all the disciples. Give us the hearts like them, oh Lord, to serve you all the way, Father, because we belong to you as well. You, our Father, our Abba Father, and every eyes on you, Lord, because you are the deliverer. Deliver us. Deliver your people. We pray in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. Hallelujah. Let your will be done. And I pray for this ministry. We honor you, O Lord. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for Minister Vivian. We thank you for the doors that she opened for all of us, you know, Lord, to come in a common accord, O Lord, to pray and to worship you. And we thank you, Lord. Bless her. Give her double portion in the name of Jesus. Bless her children and grandchildren in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, you know all about her. You know her needs and her wants. Father, all in her before you. You know her heart desires, oh Lord. And I will break all before you. And Father God, as I pray to you, and I ask that the blood of Jesus covered me from head to toes. Cover me. The blood of Jesus. Cover my children, grandchildren, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father, you know all about me, and you know my heart desires, and you know, Father, everything is your hand. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord, because I pray and you answer, and I trust you, because the salvation is in you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We thank you for this day, and then we thank you for tonight. We thank you for all those that are listening right now. We pray, hallelujah, that you are touched by the Holy Spirit right now. You are touched by the power of salvation right now. I, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for who you are. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for tomorrow. We thank you for a second from now. We don't know what is going to happen. But, oh Lord, we are in your hands. Hallelujah. We thank you. This is our firm assurance that you are our Father, our protective Father, our caring Father. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. All those on the radio right now listening, Father, bless them. Give them a special touch in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing right now. And we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you. God bless you. Praise God. If there's anyone on the line that have a prayer request, would you please press 1 so that we can pray for you? Praise God. If there's anyone on tonight that would like prayer, please press 1 so that we can unmute the line and let you in. Praise God. But we do want to pray for the prayer request that we do have here. We have Minister Glory Dean, her family, Marlon, her family, and Evangelist Terry, financial needs, and also Marilyn, she's trying to start a business in Avon, and we want God to bless her hands, praise God, and Minister Troy, sister-in-law, praise God, and Minister Spears, we want to pray for her, Brother Todd, and we want to pray for Kevin Perrett, who was in the hospital. We haven't heard whether he's out or not, but we want to lift up these prayer requests right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you know the ones that have called in the prayer request, oh God, and you know the needs, whether it's financial or physical needs, oh God. God, you can do anything but fail, and we are believing you, God, oh God, to touch tonight, God. And Father God, heal and set free and deliver, God. Provide, God, where there need to be provision, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We apply the blood, God, in every area. God, for whatever their hands touch, oh, God, it'll be blessed, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. And we just thank you, Father God, for your healing touch, oh, God. Oh, God, that you're going to touch their bodies from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And no weapon formed against them, no COVID-19 will come nigh their dwelling, in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. We fill this prayer, God, with thanksgiving and praise unto you, because, God, you know all things before we say it. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. We do want you to know that there are other prayer lines under God's favorite. Minister Janice Williams comes on Friday at 8 o'clock, and Minister GG comes on Monday at 6 p.m. So if you care to go and listen to these prayer lines, please go and inspire them and let them know that you love them. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just thankful to God for what he's doing. Praise God. Well, we're going to go right on into our message for tonight. Our Bible study tonight, praise God. We are so thankful to God for his word, because his word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, praise God. Hallelujah. And his word, the only thing is going to stand in these days is God's word, praise God. His word will lead us into all truth. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if you don't stand up on the word, you'll stand for nothing. Praise God. You will fall through the crevices, praise God, hallelujah. So stand up on the word every day. Don't let nothing else come in and distract you from letting the word be the center of your attention. Why the word? Because it is God, hallelujah. The word is God, hallelujah. So our message tonight is going to be kingdom message, hallelujah. The kingdom message, praise God, hallelujah. And I just believe in these times, praise God, hallelujah. The call kingdom is repentance. It's repentance. God is calling for repentance. And he always did, praise God. And we're going to read that and see what God is saying, praise God, when it comes to repentance, praise God, hallelujah. God always calls us. We ought to repent daily, praise God, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's read Matthew 3:1-2. In those days, John came, John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, repent, ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And I believe, hallelujah, it shall come about. I believe today God is saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Praise God. Hallelujah. And repentance means to turn from sin and turn to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. To turn to God. Hallelujah. So many of us have strayed. Praise God. Hallelujah. If we look out there, he said the fields are white, but the laborers are few, because so many have strayed from the fold. Praise God. And his sheep need to be brought in. So what are we going to do? We're going to get to that further. Repentance is a change of mind. Praise God. A new direction that leads us into a new purpose and new action. We need a purpose in life. Praise God. And it ought to be an action. Our lives ought to be filled with action. Praise God. Repentance is perception of the mind to see things in a righteous content. We need to see things in the way God wants us to see it. Praise God. So repentance is turning from the seeing things in the wrong way and see things in the right way. Not perception of your own thoughts, but what God says. Praise God. Come on, somebody help me out tonight now. Praise God, because I'm going there. To get your mind set right. Praise God. And get it off the things of the world. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you don't fear COVID, they will not bother you. Praise God. Hallelujah. That death angel have to pass on over you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. That thing can know. He said, I will let no thing harm you. Praise God. And if you believe God, hallelujah, believe his word, he said, this shall be. Praise God. Hallelujah. I will not by anything let anything harm you. Are you going to believe God tonight, or are you going to fear? Yeah, that's where we are. Praise God. To live this kingdom message, praise God, we got to walk in the liberty of God and let him guide us all the way. Praise God. John the Baptist announced that God's king was here to overthrow the power and rulership of the devil. Praise God. God is here. If you're going to trust God, he's here to overthrow Satan's kingdom. Hey, hey, hey. He's here to overthrow Satan's kingdom. And hallelujah. He said, I'll give you the ground that your feet shall trod upon. Hallelujah. We got to believe God's word these days. We got to trust in God. Hallelujah. He said, trust in God with all your heart, your mind, your soul. You got, there's coming things up on this earth, praise God, where we got to truly, 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 truly trust in God. He's our Father. He's our King. He's everything that we need that pertaineth to life and godliness in Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The message of the kingdom was freedom from sin's power and from oppressive systems. We don't have to be oppressed because COVID is here. You know, I've seen and talked to some people. They are oppressed. They are depressed. They are crying. They're sitting crying. And I mean people in ministry. Hear me tonight. People are crying because they are shut in. They can't get about and go. But our trust is to truly trust in God. Hallelujah. Jesus told us to do the things that he did. So now is the time for us to repent and get about our Father's business. Praise God. Hallelujah. To get about our fault, we ought to be busy, not oppressed and depressed by the devil. This is the time for us to rejoice in the Lord our Savior. Rejoice. Hey, rejoice. Be glad.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Be glad in who? In him who has set you free from the wages of sin and death. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I am just so happy. Praise God. Hallelujah. That I can walk and live in the kingdom of God with joy and peace and happiness. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Those who receive Christ have been transferred out of darkness into his marvelous light, into the kingdom light. Praise God. We've been transferred into that. So why should my soul be cast down? I've been transferred into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm walking in the light, aren't you? Praise God. I'm not in darkness out here because they say I can't go out. No way. I'm not in darkness. I'm in the light. I'm rejoicing in the light, the God of my Savior. Praise God. Let's look at Colossians 1 and 13. And it says this, praise God, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. We are in the kingdom of his. We are in a beautiful kingdom here. Walk in it and be happy. Enjoy. He told us to enjoy, praise God, the fruit of our labor right here in the kingdom, right here. Are you going to do kingdom living? Or are you going to walk around in the kingdom depressed and crying? Hallelujah. Praise God. Come on, somebody. I want y'all to know that, hey, here, we supposed to live happy and joyful right here on the earth. There's no reason why you should be depressed. Praise God. Let's read something else then. The world should not overcome us, but we overcome the world. We should overcome the world, everything that's going on here, praise God. Why? Because we're supposed to have victory. And that's in John 16 and 33. Look at it. John 16 and 33 says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace, but in the world ye shall have tribulation. Oh, in him, I'm in him. I got peace that passes all understanding. But in this world, if I had my mind geared to this world of things, I would be in tribulation. I'd be in turmoil. But I got the victory. So he said, be of good cheer, for you. He says, for I have overcome the world. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Our Father bids us to be what he wants us to be free in, to love in him, to rejoice in him, to walk, move, and have our being in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Don't be overcome by the world. Don't be overcome by the circumstances that's going on. He said it in this life, we're going to have trials and tribulations. Glory to God. 1 John 5. 1 John 5, 4 and 5 says, hallelujah. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Are you born of God? Then you should overcome these things out here. Praise God. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. We have victory because we believe in Christ and what he has done for us on the cross. Praise God. We have victory. Praise God. We are no longer saddened about what's going on or how many is dead because we can't do nothing about it. I'm sorry to go there. But it is the truth. You think I'm going to be saddened? I can't help it. I can't take one and put life back in them. All I can know is say, Jesus, I'm living in your kingdom. Here am I. Just teach me what you want to teach me. Lead me where you want to lead me. Guide me where you want to guide me and do what you want to do in me. I want to be serving here in the kingdom. I want to be about your Father's business. I might not can go out into the highways and byways right now, but I'm right here on this radio encouraging you tonight, you and you and you and you and you and you and you. Praise God. I don't stop. I will not stop. I will not let the devil make me back down to his tactics, because the devil wants you to shut up. He does not want you to move. You heard what 1 John 4:4 said. Let's see. 1 John 4:4 says, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 John 4:4 says, praise God. Hallelujah. We are so grateful for God's word, for it is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, and it leads us and guides us into all righteousness. It said, for whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Are you going to keep the faith? Are you going to trust in God with all your heart? Are you going to trust in him? Are you going to lean on him? Are you going to depend on him? Or are you going to let this world trial bring you down? What are we going to do with God? Give up on God? Oh, no. We don't give up on God, because he don't give up on us. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's look at Numbers. Another verse here. I love to search through the word, and the word encourages us. Numbers 13:30 says, praise God, hallelujah. It says, praise God, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome. We are well able to overcome anything that the enemy tries to send your way. The devil is alive. Ooh, glory. Did you plead the blood all around your house? Did you tell that enemy? I spoke to him. I said, no coronavirus shall come nigh my dwelling. Devil, you is a liar. I don't wait. The word bubbles up in me. I just can't hardly say it fast enough. Don't you know that you can decree a thing and it shall be done? Don't you know, praise God, that you can command your day, praise God, and whatever you command in the spirit realm, praise God, and it shall be done. Glory, hallelujah. Y'all, the whole week, I get hot when I start talking about the word, praise God. God say you can decree a thing. Now, are you going to believe it? Are you going to decree it and take it back, or don't have the faith? It's not going to work. It's not going to work if you call yourself decreeing a thing and don't believe what you're decreeing. You got to have the faith and believe it, praise God, hallelujah. Believe that what God said and what he will do. As a kingdom child, we have victory and fruitfulness and advance, because kingdom is advance. The kingdom of God cannot be shaken, because it is overcoming the world's kingdom. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's look at another scripture then. Let's go over here to Matthew. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love living in the kingdom living. I just feel so great. I don't know about you. I feel so great because I'm living in the God got me living, kingdom living, praise God. And that's the way we're supposed to feel. Hey, if he said he will withhold no good thing from us, praise God, believe it. Believe God, hallelujah. And we at Matthew 6, hallelujah, 9-10. And it said, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Oh, are you praying to the Lord? Who are you praying to? You got a God you can call up on and say, Abba. Sometimes I just cry out, Abba, Father. Ha, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy. Abba. Call him, and he said, I can call him more than one time. He is telling me I can call him and give up. I can call him as much as I need him, praise God. When I need him, praise God. I can call him early in the morning. I can call him in the noonday. I can call him late at night, praise God, because my Father, which is in heaven, will hear me when I call. My God, my God, my God. And he knows, hallelujah, just when to answer. Praise God. He will answer on time. On time. He's not going to be late. No, he will not be late. He will not delay. And he's going to heal whenever. If I believe that he's going to heal this body, I believe it. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm not going to let my belief and faith waver. God, you said you're going to do it, and I'm just going to wait right here, and I'm going to praise you in my waiting. That's one thing I'm going to, y'all know I believe in praise. Next Sunday is Praise Sunday. We're going to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You praise your way right on through that thing, whatever is trying to hinder you. Because you know Satan's going to try to hinder you. He is truly going to try to knock you down. But are you going to stand firm and believe God? Hallelujah. Luke 12, praise God. Hey, glory to God, glory to God. Luke 12 and 22 through 32. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. Let's read it. God, you know what they say? God warns against earthly anxiety. God don't want you to have all these earthly anxieties living in the kingdom. He don't want you to be all worried and all getting on medication because you can't stand to be up in the house. He gave you a house to be in. You better be thanking God that you got a roof over your head. Oh, my God. Come on, somebody. Y'all don't hear me tonight. Praise God. God warns us, that's what my Bible just said, against earthly anxiety. So you shouldn't have no anxiety attacks. Anxiety attacks is from the devil. We don't have them kind of attacks. We have attacks of the spirit, so we can dance and shout in the spirit. Hallelujah. We can and do the things of the spirit, which God is pleased with. Let's read. And he said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what you shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens. For they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouses nor barns, and God feeds them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you, with taking thought, can add a stature one cubit? Can you add anything to yourself? You can't take nothing and add nothing to yourself, not spiritually like God can. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. And if you see being able to for the rest, consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say to you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like any of these. If then God so clothed the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe ye, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. Don't be of a doubtful mind that God won't do it. Believe that God gonna do it. Verse 30, and all these things do the nations of the world seek after. I just told you we're not living in a world. We're living in the kingdom. We live in kingdom life. God's going to provide everything that we need. Seek after. And your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather, seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added. If you just seek the kingdom, praise God. All these things, fear not, little flock. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It's his good pleasure. It's his good pleasure. Sell that ye have and give alms and provide yourselves bags for which wax not old, a treasure in the heaven that fail not, where no thief approach, neither moth corrupt. No, living in the kingdom, you don't worry about these things. Praise God. Living in the kingdom, you're living in joy and peace and happiness. Ha! Tell the devil to come on with his tactics, but he can't come nigh your dwelling. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. There are mysteries of the kingdom that must be understood, praise God. There are some things God wants us to understand when it comes to him, praise God. When it comes to living, God wants us to trust him, to look to him, praise God. Hallelujah. And that's in Matthew 13 and 11, praise God. Read it, read it, read it. Oh, praise God. Matthew 13 and 11, praise God. And he answered and said unto them, because I have given you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them is not given. To if they don't believe in God, they won't know. But if you are living in the kingdom, God's going to reveal things to you so that you can know him in a personal way, so that you can live in peace. Because in the world there is no peace. Come on, somebody, listen to me tonight. We are living in joyful times. We are not living in troubled times. That's of the world. We have the joy of the Lord is our strength. Praise God. Hallelujah. There are keys to the kingdom that will bring us great encounters with God's work. There are things God is ready to do for us. There are things that God has prepared for us to do for him, kingdom work. We need to be preparing ourselves for the kingdom work to go out. As soon as they release us out of these homes, to hit the streets or wherever we got to go and tell somebody about Jesus. The fields are white, but the laborers are few. Matthew 16 and 19, praise God, hallelujah. And it reads as thus, praise God, hallelujah. You know I love the reading of God's word, praise God, hallelujah. I told you, because it leads me. It encourages me. I tell you, I don't know about you all when you read the word. Oh, I get so joyful, and I get so full of strength. I feel like running through a troop, jumping over a wall, because God done spoke. Hey, yes, God, hallelujah. Praise. Let me read this, praise God, because I get happy again. I get very happy now. And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. If he say he is the Son of the living God, he's our helper. He's the one that we're going to call up on. He is our, Jesus is the key to everything that we need right now. Jesus, if we go, when we get off this line, and if we say, Lord, what it is you want me to do in the kingdom, he's the answer. He's the key to it. He's going to lead us. He's going to guide us. Don't be led by every wind and doctrine that come along. Follow the word of God. When I talk to people and they ask me about something, I say, baby, if it's not written, I don't want to hear it. It's got to be written. It's got to be written. Praise God. Don't follow anything if it's not written. If they can't back it up by the word, I don't want mouth. I don't want to hear you say, I believe. I want to hear you say, I know that God said this and God said it, and be ready to show it to me, because I ain't letting nothing false come through my ears right now but the word. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got another scripture here. The last one, praise God. I just wear y'all out tonight with the scripture because I believe in it, praise God. I believe in my God. I believe in God. Hallelujah. Praise God. James 2 and 5. James 2 and 5 says, praise God. Hallelujah. Hearken, my beloved brethren. Have not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, kingdom, which he has promised to them that love him? God has chosen the poor. So he ain't only just choosing the rich or the middle class. God chooses all of us because he loves all of us. We are his dear children. We are to walk in his ways. He don't have no respect of person. Go about. He told all of us to go. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. telling dying men and women everywhere that the wages of sin is death, eternal life in Christ Jesus. So repentance is the being sorry for what we have done. Turning away. We are ready to turn away if you haven't turned. Every day we turn from what might have been or what could have been and go to what is being done for Christ. All that you do for Christ is going to last. If you, whatever you're doing and it's not being done for Christ, it's nothing. Why drugs in America is for anxiety. Most prescribed drugs in America is for anxiety. We should not have anxiety. We don't take drugs for anxiety. I don't have anxiety attacks. I have anxiety attacks over the word. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I get an anxiety attack then. When the word is prevalent in me, moving mightily, I love it. Yes, I am attacked. But by the things of this world, Paul said, I will not let it move. I will not let it move me. For I am in Christ and he is in me. And I'm going forth in his name, believing him and trampling the devil under my feet. So everywhere I try, I say, Covey is under my feet and not in my face. Praise God. Devil, get out of my face. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I pray that you have enjoyed the message tonight. Praise God. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance toward you and give you peace. I pray that this night, praise God, you will not let COVID-19 bring fear and anxiety into your heart, praise God. That this is the time, praise God, hallelujah, that you're going to let the enemy know that he has no authority. Be blessed now and be back here next Sunday night at this time. Don't forget about the other ministries I mentioned. Bye-bye.